I watch a lot of Blue's Clues.
Alrighty. What was that?
I don't know. That was funny. That was. There's a fridge there. That was my.
That's
the intro right there.
Okay.
Right.
In three,
two. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Conspiracy Complex. That's Delaney.
That's Meg.
And we are here to tell you a conspiracy theory.
Nope.
Nope.
I was going to say for the first time, then I was like, well maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
But she'll be hearing it for the first time.
I sure will.
I'll be telling it.
And I'll be making a drinking game out of it.
You already know what it is if you've been here before. If you have not, welcome.
Welcome.
Enjoy the ride.
It's going to be a great one.
Enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, we're going to be entertaining you.
We're very entertaining. Don't you worry.
So we are going to go ahead and start off with a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and make the cocktail that I've selected. That's going to give you a little clue as to what our story is.
You can follow along and make the cocktail with us and use it to play the drinking game. That's what I'll be doing. But don't do that if you're not over 21.
Yep, make sure you're legally allowed to drink in your area of the world. Please drink responsibly. Please drink legally. But you don't have to drink really at all. You can have water with us.
Coffee.
You can start your day with some coffee.
Juice.
Yeah.
You know? Juice. Whatever you want to do. You don't have to drink at all. You can just enjoy the conspiracy theory.
Whatever's floating your boat today.
Yes. So let's get into it. All right. What do we need? Making it just in one drink glass? Or?
Yeah, I was going to make it in one drink glass. I was going to put some ice in it first.
Ice. We need ice.
Please hold. Today's drink is called Snake in the Grass, courtesy tipsybartender.com. Thank you very much. And this is actually submitted by a user of their website.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
So shout out to you, Brandon. Don't know who you are, but appreciate you for this one. So, Snake in the Grass. We're going to get our shaker.
Oh, it's very peachy.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never had it before. Ooh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Would you like peach?
I love peach.
Oh, thank God.
You're like, oh no.
I didn't clear that with you, and I really should have.
No, I like peach. It's fine.
Okay, so it calls for 1 ounce of peach schnapps in each drink.
Okay, so two.
Next up, we need 1 ounce of triple sec.
Oh, I grabbed it
before. Yeah, you already knew. Okay. We need 1 ounce of melon liqueur, which we are using good old Midori for.
That's what's gonna make it. Oh my god. Christian!
Oh yeah, he for sure was.
No, I really need to know.
If y'all don't remember, we used Midori last on episode uno, which if y'all haven't seen it. Christian! No. Shit.
No.
Christian!
That's gonna be his cameo, is opening our alcohol.
Now that the Midori is open,
we need
an ounce for each drink.
Ooh, it's so pretty. Okay.
So if you're keeping track at home, that is 2 ounces for 2 drinks. Mm-hmm. So everything we've poured so far. Next up is 1 ounce per drink of sweet and sour.
Oh, that's very strong smelling. The Midori.
Oh, the Midori. Yeah, mm-hmm. Midori gets you.
This one smells weird.
Is it already
open? Oh, I opened it while you were...
Oh, thank God.
Shin, because I was like, it's still sealed. It's going to take forever.
thank you so much for having the foresight. We just bought that tonight, so I was extremely alarmed.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm good.
Ooh. If there's one thing we are getting good at,
it's measuring.
It's measuring. Ooh, a straw.
So you want to stir all of your alcohols.
Stir them all together around the asses.
Okay.
All right, and then it says 1 part Sprite and 1 part...
At least there's a sink right here.
At least there's a sink right there. You're right. So 1 part Sprite or your favorite lemon lime soda, 1 part Mountain Dew. Not substitutional. So
Think that's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say 1 ounce.
Oh.
Lots more ounces.
I just eyeball it, honestly.
Megan's eyeballing parts.
It's best
not like that.
No. Cut that out, because that's weird.
I'll see. And then an equal part of the Mountain Dew right on top of that. Okay, stir it.
A little ASMR right. For you.
And then, before we try it, we're putting our own little spin on things. And we are getting
gummy worms.
A sour gummy worm. That's going to be our snake in the grass.
I'm putting two snakes
in the
grass.
Why did I get southern all of a sudden?
I'm putting my two snakes in the grass.
Put your two snakes in the grass.
Do I want them like chilling or do I want to just drown them? I'll hang one. Drown the other. Perfect.
Damn. Nepotism.
See?
Oh no. So, now that everything's in, our snakes are in the grass.
They're in there.
Swimming. Time to try the drink, right?
All right, let's do it.
Cheers!
Woo!
Cheers. So 7. I'm not mad at it.
That tastes like something. But I can't put my finger on it.
Is it good or bad?
No, good. It tastes like a candy.
I'm tasting a lot of the Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. It definitely tastes like a candy. It's very, very sweet.
Very sweet.
Very fruity. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of lime in there. It's a lot of melon in there. If you like lime and melon.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And it's fizzy, so it's not like super slurpy like our witch's brew.
Oh, God. If you have been here since episode 1 and you drank the witch's brew with us,
we salute you.
Bro, you're a real one. Because that was rough. It was so sour. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I so sour, we were trying to pound that shit down.
We really tried. It was not good.
But you know, there's a learning curve to this.
Right, and that was episode 1. Not doing too bad.
Look at the glow up. Look at the glow up.
We have shatter resistant glasses, for God's sake.
For God's
sake. And straws.
And fucking straws.
We'll be back in a minute with the conspiracy theory.
Stick around. Ooh. Do we need to do anything to wake ourselves up?
And we're back.
Did you miss us?
Mm-hmm.
We know you did. Too. I mean, who wouldn't? You see these? You see these? Masterpieces. We're not at all half asleep and filming at 2 a.m. like we always fucking do for you guys. So,
yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, basically.
Enjoy our misery. It's fine.
Enjoy. So, does everybody have their drinks? This one does.
And my straw. I have a feeling this is going to be a lot of a drink one, because you got a lot of note cards.
Oh shit, I didn't even pick a fucking buzzword.
Hold on. But tell me the buzzword after you tell me what the...
Yeah, I definitely will.
Yeah.
Alright, so, has everybody grabbed their drink, water, soda, food even,
cozy blanket, whatever you need.
Whatever you need, get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to tell y'all a story.
Come along for the ride.
So... Here at Conspiracy Complex, we obviously talk about conspiracies.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know.
I guess. I don't know. It's not.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yikes. Oh, that's our new promo. Cut it.
That right there.
That is it. But I did give you a couple clues earlier as to what this was. So.
The drink?
I told Meg that the drink called Snake in the Grass is a clue as to what my story is.
Okay.
Also, the color of it's green. My note cards are green, because y'all know I'm detail-oriented. The lighting's green.
Miss Capricorn over all... here.
I'm living right now, basically.
Living for the coordination.
So.
The only thing that I can even think of is, because you mentioned that you wanted to do a story on this recently, is JFK.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The grassy knoll.
Oh,
snake in the grass.
Oh, okay. So I went to college.
You know, just the 1 year.
So far.
I'm still in college, but.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. I do want to do that one.
I know.
But I didn't know if. I know you and I had a fight over it a little bit. So I want to kind of.
I feel like we'll fight over Marilyn Monroe more than we will JFK.
Oh, for sure. Which I really wanted to do Marilyn Monroe this time, but then I was like, no. We talked about that.
We talked about it.
We're going to have to actually duke it out for that one.
pull straws or some shit. We'll figure it out.
But it is kicking off something we also talked about.
Okay.
Which is our celebrity series.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because okay. I know we just talked about this. So I don't know if you wanted to kick it off right now. Because this can kind of go either way.
Okay.
It's celebrity. There isn't celebrity involved.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be technically a celebrity series like Marilyn Monroe would be or something.
We can do that. I'd be down.
Hell yeah. Well, then this is kicking off our celebrity series, guys.
Woo!
So we discussed wanting to do a series of celebrity-based conspiracies, mainly because pop culture is something that really fucking drives us.
Yeah.
So.
That's like one of our main interests, let's be real.
Absolutely.
As everyone is. Everyone's involved in pop culture.
Honestly. So this is kicking off that. Trying to give you a hint. I will say that this involves somebody who has also recently been in the media for allegations.
Johnny Depp?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Is it Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? Is that your conspiracy or no?
No, just that's Depp? Not a conspiracy. No, it does involve Johnny Depp, though.
I don't have any more guesses.
I think I mentioned to you that I wanted to do this, but I'm not sure how much you actually knew or know about it. It was also on BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
Ooh, okay, so.
This will be fun. It really is my first time.
This is the conspiracy of the Hollywood Club, the Viper Room.
We did talk about this.
And the murder. Allegedly, we've got to be saying that for legal shit, because we ain't having everybody coming after us. We're not saying that anyone's involved specifically.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Johnny Depp is involved in a missing persons case.
Oh, shit.
So it's a little bit more true crimey.
That's okay.
But a lot of conspiracies swirl
around
true crime
events. There's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of overlap in that
exactly.
genre. Like
exactly.
true crime, culty type stuff.
Yeah. So this is that the Viper Room's owner was murdered by Johnny Depp.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we going in hard.
Strap in, y'all.
For episode one of the celebrity series. Like,
exactly.
We're going in big.
We're going big.
Let's hear it.
Also, I have a separate note card for my legal disclaimer because I cannot fucking forget that.
Please
so we're going to
reiterate
for the love of
God.
So
we're a small podcast. We can't afford to be sued.
Exactly. Now,
especially not by Johnny Depp. Are you kidding me?
But that's why I said conspiracy complex covers conspiracies. This is just that.
Very specific.
This is speculation.
Mm-hmm.
This is allegedly. Mm-hmm. This is a conspiracy that someone has derived.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a theory. It's not fact.
Exactly. And we are definitely not saying it's fact.
Or accusing anyone of anything.
We are simply bringing the...
We're like reporting. Reporting the news.
Exactly. We're reporting the news. The news is the conspiracy theory. And we're just bringing attention to the theory.
And you can form your own opinion based on said theory.
Exactly. And we'll go into the evidence behind and against and you know how we do. But I just wanted to reiterate that for everybody, especially for Johnny Depp's people. As far as the buzzword, it's hard for this one because I don't know if I really have a lot of repeating buzzwords.
Other than Viper Room.
Exactly. And y'all know we really like to do that too.
We love a good buzzword.
Let's go with Fox.
I fucking got it.
Ooh, the talent.
I've been trying to get that for so long, you have no idea.
The raw motherfucking talent.
Also, I'm so sorry for talking with my mouth full.
God, Megan.
I'm so disrespectful, like, I'm the worst person on planet Earth.
Don't you know that we're, like, the pinnacle of class? Don't you guys know?
Don't you guys know?
The pinnacle of class? Clearly, my poster and neon sign could not say anything less.
Right.
Anyway, let's go for the ride.
All right, let's do this. I'm excited.
So
what's the buzzword? Death or no?
So let's go with Anthony or Fox. Because Anthony Fox is the main person we're going to be talking about today. I do kind of, in my notes especially, kind of went with his first name sometimes and last name sometimes,
yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that. But, yeah, so words are Anthony Fox, if you hear them separately or together, one drink each, and we'll be putting the drink counter if you're watching us on YouTube.
Let's do somewhere
so
down
you can
here.
Follow along with us. We gotta get a sound going too, so
yeah.
I can put that on audio.
Boink.
Boink.
Just cut that. That's a sound. Boink.
I up every I'm time going you drink. To. I'm we... fucking going to. And if you hear Meg say,
boink, boink. Drink.
Perfect. The Viper Room, if everybody, if anybody doesn't know, we're going to get into some history of it. So, that building is located at 8852 Sunset Boulevard, Los mm-hmm. Angeles, California. It was built in 1921. It actually was built as a Lowell grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it was like right when LA was starting to, you know, like actually become more civilized and mm-hmm. more put together and blah, blah, blah.
Not just the Wild West.
Not just the Wild West, not just the Gold Rush.
Right.
They were actually starting to make movies and mm-hmm. whatever. So it was actually built as a tiny little grocery store and remained that way until the 40s when it became a nightclub.
Okay.
Also, of course, the 40s and clubs. You gotta have the mob there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of mobsters were known to hang out there before okay. their stints in Alcatraz and various other places.
Right.
And then, of course, mobsters do what they do. So a lot crimes. Of gambling, a lot of under the table drinking, a lot of crimes, mm-hmm. a lot of money laundering, a lot of who knows what else.
Right.
Possible assault, murder, whatever, whatever. So the building in, let's see, in the 1980s mm-hmm. was sold and renamed the Central. That was still a club at that time. It's been the club since the 40s.
Yeah.
And the person who owned the Central was none other than Anthony Fox.
Drink. Boink.
And when he opened the Central, it became actually a really big hit, especially with celebrities. Mm-hmm. So there were celebrities like Bruce Willis going there, mm-hmm. John Belushi going there. So it was
like a big deal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was like an up-and-coming club.
Right.
Now,
Betwixt
the decades of the 80s and 90s, uh-huh. the Central kind of started to fall off and lose popularity. And Anthony Fox was coming on to some hard times. So he decided to take on a shareholder in the company,
okay.
an investor type person. Mm-hmm. And this person was to be majority stakeholder in the company, so okay. they would own 51% of the company. Still co-own it with Fox, but would have final say in all the decision making and finances and blah, right. blah, blah. He sold this actually at auction.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of celebrities were interested. And so in 1993, there was a bidding war between Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And Johnny Depp.
Interesting.
And Johnny Depp ended up outbidding Schwarzenegger, paid $350,000, and was the brand new primary owner.
It must be nice to like just have $350,000 to be like,
Right?
Just buy this random club in LA. Like, spending like more than $20 on anything, I'm like, oof. Mm. Will I like, financially recover from this? Like, I don't know. He's like, $350,000 for a bar? Yeah.
He's like, yeah,
just a normal Tuesday, isn't it?
Does Johnny Depp talk like that?
No, he doesn't. Oh, okay. No, I know he doesn't talk like that. I'd like to make that very clear. I know Johnny Depp is not British. That's just what happens in my brain. I can't.
Oh my gosh. So, during this year when the club was being put up for auction mm-hmm. and blah, 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 the club was temporarily closed mm-hmm. because Johnny Depp didn't want to change the name.
Oh.
And that's how it became the Viper Room.
Oh, wow. So he gave it, like, the iconic name that
He gave it the iconic name.
Mm-hmm. Shit. That's yeah. cool.
Right?
That's a good-ass name. I tell you what.
Oh, right? And, I mean, it definitely suits, like, Johnny Depp's style.
For too. Sure.
Like, super dark. If you Google pictures of the building, too, it's all black. Add like green neon signs. Love that. And yeah.
I'm getting where the green is coming from now. I'm getting it.
Okay. You found me. So after Viper Room opened, it was August 1993.
Okay.
Then that, of course, started gaining a lot more traction as well because now Johnny Depp's involved. So he's right. bringing everybody he knows. So now it's a popular hangout for Drew Barrymore and Jared Leto. He brought like
the younger crowd to it, a younger age group.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. Also became infamous that year.
Oh.
in October of that year, River Phoenix, who is Joaquin Phoenix's younger brother, if y'all don't know, died of an overdose on the sidewalk right outside the front door on Halloween night, 1993. So then that kind of added to its infamy, because now it was also not only known as such a party place, but then he died of an OD. So then it was, oh, it's really a party place.
It's really, now you can get this stuff. Party place. Like,
exactly.
It gave it, like, the reputation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, there's a death someplace. People automatically go to being haunted. So then it gained traction for being, oh, now it's a haunted bar. But despite all of that buzz and, for lack of a better word, kind of popularity and publicity. I mean, they say no publicity is bad publicity. I would like to disagree respectfully when there's a death involved, especially.
Absolutely. Especially like a tragic death, because River Phoenix was so young when he passed. And
yeah, he was 23.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so heartbreaking. Crazy. That's terrible.
Yeah. So despite all the bad publicity, or quote unquote, whatever, publicity, in 1999, Anthony Fox was still a little bit struggling with the bar. The bar was struggling in general. And he began to accuse Johnny Depp and other partners. So by this point in time, Johnny Depp had brought on three other partners.
Oh, really?
For his stake in the Viper Room.
Oh, so did he, like, split up his stake, or are they just, like, all, like...
I couldn't figure that out.
Okay.
There are so many conflicting pieces of information.
I'm just nosy.
I know.
Like, it doesn't really matter, honestly. I'm just nosy. I need to know all the details.
And believe me, I wanted to know the details, too. But the more I researched this, the more it looped around, and it was just like, what the fuck? So, it depends on where you look.
Right.
There was at least one other person with Johnny Depp, like, in his stake, like a true partner in his 51% stake.
Right.
I can't remember his name. I think it's Sal something. But it doesn't really matter. He's not even part of the story. But eventually, Johnny Depp did bring on four other people to be a part of the operation and ownership of the Viper Room.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he's active, especially in the 90s. He was very busy in the 90s. I mean, even in the 2000s. But I can't imagine trying to, like, be a shareholder in this super popular bar in LA as well as be, like, a A-list actor like he is. So, I mean,
exactly.
It makes sense for him to bring in people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I could see it for, like, a retired actor, like, retired, like, athlete, or, you know, like, they all seek other ventures once they're done with their primary career.
Right.
But, yeah, no, it definitely would have been hard.
Like,
so
in the height of your career, yeah, absolutely. You need someone else to do that for you.
Yeah.
That's not going to be your main focus, please.
Exactly. So, yeah, so he brought on multiple people to help him. I couldn't figure out whether Anthony Fox was okay with this or not, but regardless, I mean, they didn't even really need his permission because Johnny had a 51% stake, so kind of what he says goes. But regardless, they were there, and he actually began accusing Depp and the others that were involved of, quote, shady accounting. So he alleged that Depp hid... assets from the bar in another company, and then took advantage of Fox financially by hiding those assets.
Okay.
So court date for the lawsuit was December 2001.
Okay.
Days before taking the stand to testify against Depp and all of the others included in this lawsuit, Anthony Fox goes missing.
Oh.
December 19th.
When was he supposed to testify?
So again, I couldn't find a specific court date.
Of course.
Yeah. But every source I checked said just days before.
So probably like the 22nd or some shit.
I'm assuming. I'm assuming it was 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes missing and genuinely just no contact, and disappears. He has a family. He has an ex-wife that he left behind. He has a teenage daughter at this point, Amanda, behind. His mother's still alive. His brother is still alive. Nobody hears from him. Just literally up and gone.
Oh.
Fast forward to January 6th, 2002. So that is 19 days later.
Okay.
Fox's truck is found in Santa Clara, California.
Okay.
Now, for those not familiar with the 8,000 million towns in fucking California.
Truly, 80 bajillion.
Santa Clara is 300 miles up the coast from LA.
pretty far.
That's far. He would have had to drive for 4 hours?
Yeah, like,
well, yeah. Add some traffic in there, 5, 6.
Yeah, like California time, it's quite a few hours, probably.
Quite a few hours, yeah. So his truck was found abandoned on, like, a mountain road.
Yeah. Like, middle of nowhere.
Basically, yeah.
Weird.
Yep. He, of course, is not in it. And his belongings were.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, his wallet or what? Like, weird.
Yeah. So they could identify
that it was his.
It was his. And identify the truck. Now, one source I checked said that there was a .38 caliber gun that was missing.
Oh, that
Fox owned. I only saw that in one source, though. Not 100%.
I mean, so it's a possibility. I'm not
sure how they corroborated that, though. I mean, we'll get into it, but, like, I'm not sure how they corroborated that.
Yeah.
To be fact. But that's out there. So, just, again, reporting the news. So, this whole setup of him disappearing days before a big trial, and then his car being found somewhere off in the distance where he would never go, so far out of the way.
Right.
It's a known mob move of getting rid of somebody.
You see it in every mob movie, honestly.
You see it in every mob movie, and they pulled out from
dump that car outside of town. Like, truly every mom movie. Listen, I do a lot of accents.
It's full of the accents today. I'm here for it. I love it.
Every time I do an accent, it literally takes you out. It's so funny.
Because it's unexpected every time. When he went missing, Anthony Fox also left behind several $1,000 in a bank account that went untouched forever.
Oh, so it's like just chilling.
It's still just chilling.
We'll get there.
It was chilling for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Like I said, he left behind his family. He also left behind some friends. One of which is a friend named Donna Lynn.
Okay.
So I found an article that had conducted an interview with her. And she stated, if Tony hadn't filed the lawsuit...
Does Tony count for drinking?
Oh, yes. If Anthony... Good question, Ben. If he hadn't filed the lawsuit, he would be here today.
Oh, shit.
The timing is so suspicious. He was about to win the lawsuit, but before he has his day in court, he vanishes.
It is suspicious.
Oh, super sus. Yeah.
It sounds like a Criminal Minds episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's, the timing. Like, right. Like, it's the timing very, is just too there.
It's like someone wrote it.
Mm-hmm. And according to Donna Lynn, like you just heard her say, he was about to win the case.
Was he actually, or is that just, like, speculation? Again, you don't.
So, there's conflicting evidence out there.
Uh-huh.
So, there was a preliminary hearing. For trials like this, they do a preliminary hearing.
Right.
There was a preliminary hearing earlier, I believe it was in November, if I remember correctly. The judge heard the case, and according to Donna Lynn, initially agreed with Fox, stating that Johnny Depp breached his fiduciary duties, and the facts established persistent and pervasive fraud, mismanagement, and misuse of authority.
Oh, shit.
So that quote
and
that recount seems as though this judge was going to...
But it's a secondhand recount.
It's a secondhand recount. Not sure if Donna Lynn was even, like, there.
Right.
But that's what she's saying. So from what she's saying, being a close personal friend and recounting all this, it sounds like...
He would have won.
He would have won. It sounds like that would have been a little disappointing for Depp's finances, potentially career, future with the bar, obviously, because I'm sure that would have been legally taken from him.
Absolutely.
So it from what she's saying, it seems like Depp had a lot to lose with Anthony going on trial. Because of that, a lot of things do point to foul play, like we talked about.
Right.
It looks like a mob hit. It's a known mob move for mob hits.
Right.
Now, there is no hard evidence suggesting Depp was involved. So that's why I said at the beginning it's alleged, it's speculation, mm-hmm. it's really just people talking.
Because it's pure speculation.
Anyway, exactly.
Yeah.
So, of course, his name is involved anyway. He might not have ever seen Anthony Fox for all we know, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but because his name is in there, people are going to talk. So, right. he could have been a victim of foul play.
Mm-hmm.
Depp might just not have been involved at all, though.
Right.
It could have been one of the other four people involved in this case.
Other four shareholders.
Exactly. Yeah. Or someone else who maybe no, it wasn't even named, but had a lot to lose had this trial proceeded.
Had he testified.
Exactly.
Right.
So, wild speculation.
Yeah.
But speculation nonetheless.
Right.
Interesting nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, this is when I want to get into the other half of this theory.
Okay.
So, mentioned earlier, the Viper Room
right.
was largely named to be haunted, especially after River Phoenix's passing in 93.
Right.
Not only is it said to be haunted because of that, mm-hmm. but it's also said to be haunted just because of the pure age of the building, because of how many different clubs there were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it changed hands a lot, changed names a lot.
Right.
Because of all that, people speculate, of course, like, oh, shady things happen at clubs.
Right.
Not true. Not always true. Now, to better confirm this, I watched our friends over at BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Yes.
And
shut up.
They did their own paranormal investigation.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the Viper Room.
I love it.
Now that pertains to Mr. Anthony Fox.
Oh, like his ghost being there.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So that's why I bring that up now. So, I'll start off by saying the bartender, or the head bartender at the time, and the former general manager
mm-hmm.
were interviewed. They both confirmed that there are ghosts there, and that they're very active spirits, and you can very much feel their energy. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
Oof.
Oh, it's a lot. So the bartender stated that glasses will just spontaneously shatter while they're out on the counter.
That's a fucking nightmare.
Nightmare. And also liability.
For sure.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine being that bartender? You just made like a fucking expensive ass drink and it...
Yeah.
I would be like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not emotionally stable enough to like work in a place like that. I would have a mental breakdown. I would just start bawling. It would explode and I'd be like... They'd be like, are you okay? Can I just have my drink, please?
I was definitely thinking, I thought of that too, and then I was also just like, what if they're just fucking empty glasses that like someone walks by and they just shatter and it just like cuts them everywhere?
Oh my god.
Like, I can't imagine being a bar owner or a manager.
Yeah.
That'd be scary as shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But apparently this has happened time and time again. This happens at a specific part of the bar. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Ooh. So put no glasses in that part of the bar.
Bet. Basically, yeah. And the bartender also confirmed, well, bartender and manager both also confirmed mm-hmm. that when patrons stand at a particular part of the bar, their knees buckle or they faint. Every single time. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
He said that he's seen it happen more times than he can remember.
The bartender. I hate that.
Yep.
That's just...
And
that's...
he said that it's not, like, an airflow thing. It's not, like, I mean, this bar's been around forever.
Yeah.
They obviously checked into the shit because everybody in the building believes in this stuff.
Right.
So they've checked into it, done extensive research, mm-hmm. let teams come in, blah, blah, blah. And they have it on security footage where they have cameras pointing at the bar
mm-hmm.
from behind patrons. And you're just watching them all stand there and all of a sudden... The guy in the center just drops every time.
Fuck?
Yeah. It's Ooh, wild.
I hate that. I hate it so much.
Right? Anyway, so then there were other ghost accounts as well. Ghost Adventures. If you want to watch the episode, it's season 18, episode 4. The main part I wanted to mention, though, is that there is a room with a dirt floor in the basement.
I hate it. I hate it already.
Behind the bar.
Okay.
It apparently, they call it another room.
I hate it already.
From what I saw, from both actually BuzzFeed and Ghost Adventures, they both did really good investigations, and they both went into this room. From what I saw on BuzzFeed, it's a little tiny, like, storage closet.
Mm-hmm.
From what I saw on fucking Ghost Adventures, they made Aaron put on a whole fucking suit.
And, like, Of course they.
There's a bunch of air ducts back there, and he made him crawl through the fucking air ducts. So I don't think it's a room. I think it's genuinely probably where storage was at some point in time. And it's just a dirt floor. I don't like the dirt floor. That's fucking unsettling.
Yeah, it's very unsettling.
But it's not a big space. It's not a room you walk into. It's literally, a 4 foot wide, closet. Or
it's a cabinet.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ryan Bergara got in it, and he's not the biggest person. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when Ghost Adventures did that, they did get words from the spirit box.
Okay.
Which, if y'all don't know what a spirit box is, that's the one that can give you words. You ask it questions, comes back with words. Not sure how, but it does. They asked, who is one of the spirits here? The response was Anthony.
Oh.
They asked, Anthony, who killed you? Or why are you here? And tried to phrase it like that. And they only got won't. Yeah. So they said they interpreted that as they won't say.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
They presented that information to the now former general manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she personally confirmed through somebody who is very familiar with the Viper Room
mm-hmm.
that there is a body buried in the dirt floor.
No.
Of that room.
No. No. I knew I hated it. Mm-hmm. I fucking knew.
Mm-hmm. Not good. Not great.
Genuine question.
Mm-hmm.
If that's an actual theory, or why have they not checked? Why is that not something that someone's gone and shoveled up, you know? I mean, I know that I'm sure police-wise, jurisdiction, they can't just barge into a club and be like, because it's legal. They have to have, probable cause and shit. They have to have a warrant or whatever.
Yeah.
They can't just barge into someone's club and be like, I'm gonna dig up your dirt floor in your closet.
Exactly.
But, I don't know. I feel like if we worked there and someone's like, hey, there's a dead body in the floor, we'd be like...
We'd be like, oh, on it.
Oh, on it.
Let's see.
Let's fucking find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would cry when we found the dead body.
Absolutely.
Immediately on speed dial with our therapists. You will not believe what just happened to me.
Before 911.
Hold on. It's so bad.
I don't know. It's a really fucking good question.
Also, though, there could be a whole lot of there could be a whole tactic of keeping people out of the room. We don't know the whole.
Yeah.
We don't know the intricacies.
No, absolutely.
But it's just interesting that, I can confirm that there's a body down there and no one's done some investigation, no one's...
Mm-hmm. Well, so then that brings more questions. Because then why aren't people looking into it and who confirmed it? She wouldn't tell Zach Baggins who confirmed it.
She probably didn't want to die.
Exactly. So then, exactly, so, who confirmed it to you? Why do they know and didn't do anything about it?
Right.
Who are they to not do anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, an objection. That sounds like more mob shit.
It really does. That sounds very... I mean, I know nothing about the mob except for what you see in movies, but what you see in movies, that seems consistent.
You don't see nothing, you don't say nothing.
Exactly.
You can't see the body, so you don't say anything about it.
Right.
That's how that feels to me, but that's also a personal opinion.
And it's definitely speculation.
Anyway, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves again. Right. But, yeah. So she did not want to confirm who told her that.
Okay.
But that there is somebody buried there. Also, we don't know who ownership... I mean, we do know who owns it now. We don't know what their stance on that is.
Right.
If I was the manager of somewhere, obviously you can't just, go digging around and shit. And who knows how deep it is down there, either.
Personally, though, if I owned a place and someone came to me and was like, hey... there's a body buried in this spot. I would be like, I'm sorry, fucking what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going down for this. Mm-hmm. Let's get someone down here. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
I don't know. It's just interesting that, that's a theory and no one's...
It's a fucking theory.
No one's even looked.
That's apparently been confirmed.
You
didn't
get your little archaeology brush? Nothing?
Right? Nothing.
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 All right, moving on.
So, the former manager
mm-hmm.
also stated that... as manager,
mm-hmm.
she would get frequent phone calls mm-hmm. on the internal manager phone. When she picked them up, mm-mm. it was a man's voice mm-mm. that said, "Hi, it's me." Mm-mm. When she asked who, went dead, static, cut off. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This has happened more than a handful of times. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And, I mean,
no.
BuzzFeed Unsolved even addresses it where they're like, yeah, sure, it could be a prank call. But, like, you're the worst fucking prank caller. If that's your fucking prank call...
That's it?
Like, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking that's weird.
Like, that's not even, like, effective.
Exactly. That's not, like... It's not funny. That's not... You're not getting anything done. Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense for it to be a prank call.
It doesn't make sense for it to be a prank call. Because usually it's, like, some stupid joke or, like, you... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're getting something out of it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem like the caller is getting anything out of that.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a possibility. It's a stupid possibility. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a possibility. But anyway, the conspiracy surrounding that is it Anthony Fox? Is he the one making that call? Is he trying to get his body found? Because there have been times, I'm not sure how familiar y'all are with hauntings and paranormal activities and stuff like that, but it's common to hear stories where something weird keeps happening, there's a restless energy in the house, things keep getting moved or disappeared or violent or whatever, whatever. And then someone finds a body somewhere. And then they give that body proper burial. And then all this weird shit stopped happening. So, is this one of those times? Is this some weird shit where he's like, yo, it's me, I'm buried fucking right next to you.
Right.
And she's just like, la 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 la.
Ew.
Oh my god, I don't like it. Oh, I have goosies. Oh, I have
it's
all
so
the
bad.
Look at all the goosies. Look at them.
That's so bad.
I hate filming this shit at night.
I know. I was just thinking, I was like, I have to drive home after this, and it's fucking dark, and we're talking about ghosts.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think that through at all.
That's
normally
okay.
We're not talking about ghosts, so I'm, like, chilling, but... Ooh.
Nope, not this one. This one's gonna get me, I feel it.
But anyway, so then BuzzFeed Unsolved did their investigation. Ryan took a spirit box down there, mm-hmm. sat in the closet.
Nope. You're a better man than I. Could never. Could not be me.
And Ryan asked, is anyone buried down here? What'd he get?
Anthony.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Hate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Ryan, because he's not fucking anticipating getting anything, he's like, what? Which is exactly what I would do, and that's it. I'd be like, shit, okay.
I don't, genuinely don't know how I would react.
So, and that's the best thing that they got out of their investigation. Ghost Adventures got more, but not really relevant to our conspiracy.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
And I hate it all.
Yep.
When I say I hate things, I don't genuinely hate them. It's just they make me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So that is all the evidence supporting that Anthony Fox was technically taken out by a hit. Whether that involved Johnny Depp? Unclear. Could have, could not have, who knows, it's alleged, blah, blah.
We're moving on up in the world, guys.
But, ooh, drink number two, my God. So, although there is no actual physical evidence
mm-hmm.
or proof,
mm-hmm.
because obviously Anthony Fox is considered a missing person, he is still considered a missing person, there's no, like, fingerprints of Depp or anybody else. There's literally nothing to suggest that.
Like, there's nothing tying him to that.
Exactly.
Missing.
There's nothing tying Johnny Depp specifically. There's nothing tying really anybody to a hit being taken out on him. But yeah, so just want to make that clear. No physical evidence. No circumstantial evidence. No thing tying any one specific person to a crime scene or even making it a crime scene.
Right.
But that is all the evidence to suggest that something sinister has happened to Anthony Fox. Sorry, I've been actually saying that a lot. And I'm actually not trying to, so I guess I picked good wording.
For sure.
But now I want to present the evidence against it being a hit. And I will try to slow down on saying that. So, he was a British citizen. He had UK paperwork. He had a UK passport.
Okay.
Born in the UK. He is, just for a little background on him, he is the son of a wealthy Bernish family.
Okay.
So his grandfather is actually interesting. He was a royal botanist.
Oh.
So he's literally
like a gardener
royal
for the queen.
Family. Exactly. But it's like a gardening advisor where like he's basically doing the landscape design. But it's only for the royal palaces.
Sick.
And gardens and shit.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Wild. Don't know how you get that job, but wild. But yeah, so then that was his grandfather, and his mom was obviously born wealthy because of him, and then had many assets like rare paintings, rare artwork, rare
right.
sculptures, the finer things in the life.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, like we have here.
Yes, you know, pinnacle of class.
If you've never seen the finer things in life,
that's definitely not $9 on Shein.
Don't give away our set secrets, damn it. So a little bit of background on Schmanthony Schmox.
You can say it. Schmanthony Schmox.
And his mother and their interesting relationship.
Oh, ew.
Oh, I mean, not to my knowledge, not like that.
Oh, I was like, are we getting Alabama up in here? Because
no Alabama.
Need a few more if we're gonna go there.
Birkenshire or wherever the fuck. But we're gonna get comments on that one.
Yeah, Birkenshire. We're moving on.
Apparently, his mom used to bail him out of financial trouble pretty often.
That was something I was gonna say when you first brought up him saying like, oh, Johnny Depp was, like, stealing money, blah, 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 blah. Like, wasn't your bar failing before Johnny Depp invested?
Yeah, so that, and that's hard to say one way or the other.
Right.
Just because, according to some court documents, there was evidence that Depp was kind of covering his tracks in another asset in another business. Or whether it was Depp or his accountant or whoever was doing
right.
it. Someone affiliated with him was doing it. Some places say there is evidence on that. Some places say there are evidence. So it's hard to really say how hard the bar was failing, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, Fox does have a track record of not being great
with
money.
Okay.
Now, I'm definitely here for any kind of self-help and growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you can definitely get better with money over time.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Fox was, I believe, 56 or 53. He was
really?
In his 50s when he
I don't know why I thought
missing.
He would be, like, way younger.
Oh, yeah, no. But that is definitely something that you can hone in over time
right.
and get better at overall. So, I mean, just because he has a history with being bad with money, people have bankruptcies all the time. But that doesn't mean that they just keep having bankruptcies. His mom had bailed him out previously
right.
for some bankruptcy and some financial issues
right.
after he moved to the U.S. And she allegedly helped him fabricate a list of fake debtors when he filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, that's yucky.
Yeah.
That's not great.
It's a little bit of fraud, a little bit of forgery here and there, you know. It's for Kardashian, I guess.
A little bit. Just
family secrets, yeah, you know. So his past financial issues
mm-hmm.
could be an indicator of what maybe was to come. Speculation around the lawsuit being filed against Depp and the others
mm-hmm.
at all because of Fox's known handlings of money in the past.
Right.
So you could definitely speculate as to why he filed.
Mm-hmm.
And the timing that he did. A lot of people do speculate in terms of that and say that, well, he probably filed because he was in financial ruin at
right.
the time. And he did need the money that maybe he did really truly feel that was being stolen or
whatever
from him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was fabrication.
Right.
Furthering that
right.
trend in his life.
Right.
Who knows? But I did find a source.
Okay.
That actually interviewed people who were a part of the legal process in his case.
Oh.
And one of those people stated that the case was on the verge of being dismissed.
Oh.
So, totally different account than his friend Donna gave earlier.
Right.
And
like,
this
complete opposite.
Complete opposite. And this source said that makes sense that could have led to higher financial stress
mm-hmm.
for Fox. And then maybe that would have been a potential benefit to mysteriously disappearing before he needed to take the stand. Mm. He knew he was getting cross-examined for about something, or he knew more shit was going to come out, or
didn't want to perjure himself.
Like, there's a lot of ways that could have gone, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of speculation in there. On top of that, his ex-wife Judith interviewed. So when I say interviewed, the source that I actually got this from is a source that was reporting on a famous Hollywood private investigator who actually did digging in this case recently.
Oh.
Like within the past 3 years.
Sick.
Yeah. His name is Paul, I wanna say it's Baresi, maybe Barisi. Sounds a little Italian.
It might
sounds
be. Little, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But Paul. Paul's a private
good old Paul.
Hollywood investigator. And guess why he was digging into the case? Because Amber Heard asked him to.
Of course she fucking did.
So he was hired by her attorney or team of attorneys.
Right.
In preparation for the case.
That's going on now.
That's going on now, yeah. To try to dig up any skeletons in Johnny's closet.
Mm-hmm.
And to further evidence any kind of allegations she was making against him that could be in the violent nature.
Right,
and
to, like, speak to his character.
Exactly. And therefore support the original conspiracy theory that I told y'all about.
We didn't need your commentary. Thank you.
And would support the conspiracy theory that I originally told y'all about, that we came here about.
Right.
Which was that he was involved in the murder of the disappearance.
Right.
So.
Which, again, is just speculation. It's just a conspiracy theory.
Exactly.
I want to reiterate that.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, when I say that interviews have been done, Paul Barisi recently did these interviews with these people.
Okay.
So, it's previous...
Ma'am.
Lee.
Frigidaire. Get it together.
This guy recently went back and dug up new details about this. Okay. So that is the source that I'm referencing there. When he interviewed Judith, that she claimed to see Fox in June of 2002.
Which was after his disappearance.
6 months after his disappearance. She said that she was in a Barnes & Noble. She was walking through. She saw him reading in a chair.
She didn't say nothing.
She stared at him.
You disappeared. What the hell?
Yeah, so she stared at him, made eye contact with him. As soon as she made eye contact, he got wide-eyed. He jumped up. He fled. He got into a small white Honda and drove away. He must not be a great getaway driver, though, because she got his fucking plate number. So, it doesn't sound like he was speeding to me. I don't know. But she got his plate number.
He stopped him for all the speed bumps.
She got license plate information, and I believe this was still the case in 2002. It is not the case today, but I believe in 2002, you were still able to take a license plate to the DMV, and the DMV would literally give you all of the owner information of the car. Yeah, like, not only just year, make, model, name, but also address, phone number, date of birth.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's
insurance
really scary.
Information.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it's changed now because of insurance laws. You can't do that. Only insurance companies can go to the DMV directly and ask for that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that actually changed because of a stalker case in California.
Yeah, that sounds... So, yeah. Well, that's exactly where I went in my head. Like.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
That's... But yeah, terrifying. That's so scary.
Because men run the fucking country and don't get stalked that much.
They don't think about these things.
They don't think about things. But anyway, so I believe this was still the case back in 2002. I believe it still is, this because she did end up finding out who the vehicle was registered to and contacted that woman. And then basically, like, that woman denied that she knew him.
Okay.
But that's interesting because, like, her car wasn't reported stolen.
So. No, so someone she knew was using it.
Exactly. So maybe she loaned it to somebody who loaned it to him. Who knows?
Who knows?
And who knows if it was even really him. Not confirmed.
Right.
But, I mean, your ex-wife would know you.
But also, I mean, I don't know how close they were, right? But, like, grief can do a lot of crazy things to your brain, right? And it's only 6 months after his disappearance, and I know the nature of their relationship, but they did have a child together, so, like, there is a possibility that the grief of
That's fair.
The loss yeah. can make her see that, but then that doesn't explain why the person she thought was him got up and, like, left really quick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you would only do that. That's a guilty,
like, oh, shit, she recognizes me type
yeah, thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, if he wasn't him,
right.
he would have been like, well,
why the fuck are you staring at me?
Exactly. That's a very good point. I didn't think about that at all.
Yeah.
Like, that definitely can fuck with your head. Because, I mean, how often do you hear about that? Like, people being like, no, I saw her.
I swear I saw him. And they're like, no. He's dead.
Exactly. Like. Exactly.
But also, the fact that there's no, like, body or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That also feeds to, like, it could be him.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It could be.
It's not confirmed.
It could be.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Exactly. Well, and then she also goes on to say, though, that she firmly believes this is him because she claims that in the past, when they were married, he would threaten to move back to the UK and would do so by staging his own abduction.
Oh my God. Look at the face. Yeah, okay, so I believe none of the conspiracy theory now because, like, bro was like, I'm gonna one day pretend I got abducted, and then it happens. Like, what are the odds of that actually, like, him saying that all the time and then him actually getting abducted?
I mean,
have they checked the UK? Have they checked? Did they look?
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
There's a lot of other shit that happens in California.
There's a lot.
And it's been years. That's another thing.
And he's not even, like, wanted for anything. So, like, also, are they really going to go, like, this is going to sound terrible, but, like, are they going to go to the ends of the earth to find this person?
No.
Did he seem endangered? Doesn't sound like it. From what they can tell. Like, I'm just...
Spitballing.
Exactly.
Like, it's sad and it's terrible, but that's the way things are, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, and so then she reported this sighting to the police.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care. So there's that. Fox also apparently told multiple people over the years that he'd be perfectly happy living off-grid somewhere.
Oh.
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 Yeah, there's that.
Oh. He's just, like, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. He would just be perfectly fine.
In his tiny home.
Out in the middle of nowhere, in his tiny home, on some land. And
watch, like, a couple years from now, we're going to see on the news that he was found.
Right.
Or that, yeah.
Or he's, like, under an assumed name or
something.
Slips up or something. Yeah. The icing on the top of this layer of the cake.
Oh, can't wait.
It was reported.
Oh, God.
This is from the same article that the PI was referenced in.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say for sure who told the PI this.
Mm-hmm.
But the PI said that Fox sent a letter to his mother either the night before or the day of his disappearance.
No, he didn't.
But his mom never told anybody what it said.
Oh, so she bailed him out.
Did she? Is there even a fucking letter? Because there's no proof of it.
Oh, there's no, like, nothing?
I couldn't find any. I don't know. Maybe the PI has proof, but...
Maybe.
From what I was reading, it's all hearsay.
Mm.
Which is interesting hearsay. It's very specific hearsay.
It's very specific.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how you'd confirm that because...
Right. Other than asking her.
Yeah, well, and she died. Remember, he disappeared at the end of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Sighting from his ex-wife was in 2002.
Right.
His mother died in 2004,
mm-hmm.
and not only did she die and not tell anybody what this letter had in it
mm-hmm.
for this hearsay, she updated her will in 2003, kept him in it.
Oh, so she bailed him out. 1,000%.
So the will stated his brother got like 55,000 like pounds or whatever. He got 1,000,000. And he's missing.
I would be livid. I would be so fucking mad. I would be so... Actually, I mean, it's not even to the scale. But this is just a random anecdote from my life. Mm-hmm. When my brother got his GED... Mm-hmm. Mind you, he got his GED literally 4 days before I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want me to graduate before him. My grandma gave him a card, like a congratulations card. $200 mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. I graduated high school in the top 30 on mm-hmm. time, mind you. $50 on a job listing. In a card.
What?
What simulation am I in? What? Pissed. Was livid.
He got the $1 million estate.
Oh my God.
In Britain, because she didn't live in the US.
Yeah.
And there was a specific clause in the will, added, of course, in 2003, mm-hmm. that said if he didn't resurface to claim it within 2 years of her death, so by 2006, mm-hmm. then it would be given to his daughter.
Interesting.
So it was given to his daughter.
Right.
But, obviously, what we all got from this was that the edit of the will clearly implies that she knew something no one else did.
Right.
So if that's true or not, who's to say?
Right.
It's pretty much all hearsay and from what the PI uncovered in this article I found, but I mean, it's fucked up if it is true.
For sure.
Because he had a daughter who, yes, was a teenager at the time, but
still. Yo, just dipped out of her life.
Just dipped out of her life. And yes, I mean, like you said earlier, her mom was around.
Right.
But still.
Like it's still, that's a very big part of your life.
Exactly. And you're just...
And not only did he just dip out and be like, I don't want to be a dad. Like, yo, straight up staged an abduction, like a traumatic experience.
Absolutely. Like, something you could have, there are so many other ways to go about that.
Yeah.
Without traumatizing your child.
Right.
As much.
Right.
All traumatizing, but as much.
Right.
Crazy.
Crazy.
If that's true. Crazy.
If that's true. If that's what happened.
Like I said, the PI had done digging on this mm-hmm. because of Depp's involvement.
Right.
And it was to report back to Amber Heard's team of attorneys mm-hmm. what he found.
Right.
They didn't like any of this shit.
Because it didn't implicate Johnny Depp.
Ding, ding, ding. So, he in fact said, quote, he cannot find anyone to corroborate an idea of Depp being involved or Depp's allegedly abusive behavior, and, quote, couldn't find a soul to say a bad thing about him, end quote. So there's that.
Heard that.
Ha. Ha. Heard. Ha.
I didn't even do that intentionally. Oh, my God.
And he ended the interview by saying that this new information leads to more questions now than, of course, answers, because yeah. none of the information about his mom, about the will, about the letter, about his ex-wife, about the interview with the friend mm-hmm. saying that he was going to win, mm-hmm. none of that information was ever known prior to this PI's involvement a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
So, he did his job. He uncovered more shit about it. He really sounds like he went out and talked to everybody he could.
Yeah.
But now everybody's like,
we know less now than we ever did.
Exactly.
That's wild. That's wild.
Exactly. So, aftermath
okay.
of this whole ordeal.
Poor ordeal. Wow, what just came out of my mouth? Whole ordeal.
The whole ordeal.
It's 4 a.m.
So the trial still continued.
He wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it got reorganized, essentially. Okay. Depp was still involved. Viper Room's still involved. Cher's still involved. At the end of the day, in September of 2004, do you hear Christian?
Yeah.
Me too. In September of 2004, Johnny Depp was ordered to relinquish his shares in the Viper Room to Anthony Fox's daughter, Amanda, because she was now of age.
Mm. So she, like, acquired his assets.
She acquired his assets, exactly. But it was important for me to note that this was a legal thing. This wasn't just Johnny Depp being like, hey, sorry your dad died. Or whatever.
Sorry your dad disappeared. Here you go.
Like, no. The court was like, no. Figure it out, exactly. And she sold the property shortly after.
Okay.
So now the property is currently owned by a real estate development group that is actually an international group.
Interesting.
Which, now, fun fact, they're tearing the place down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they acquired a bunch of property along that strip of Sunset.
Uh-huh.
And they're tearing it all down to build luxury apartments.
I don't love that.
No, it's not LA needs.
Here's the thing. I understand the need for apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that they're necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't love the idea of historical buildings
mm-hmm.
being torn down for said apartments. So I don't know. It feels yucky mm-hmm. to tear down these historical buildings that could be reworked into something like another bar or a restaurant or something like more fitting to the way that LA is now, instead of tearing them down completely and turning them into apartments.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like LA has enough. Do they have enough?
I mean,
do they have
what
enough?
Is enough?
I don't know.
But luxury apartments aren't really going to help the housing crisis, and especially not there.
Especially not there, please.
So, I mean, a responsible housing decision, a responsible development decision...
I don't really know a whole lot about that.
Responsible doesn't sound like it. Fiscally profitable? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, apparently they did attempt to make a deal with the Viper Room that they are going to, on the ground floor, they're still going to have the Viper Room. It's just not going to be that building. They're going to rebuild and build an area for them to have the Viper Room.
So the ghosts are just going to be more angry. Cool.
I mean, we're never going to see the bottom of that dirt floor.
Or, what if they, like, completely knock it down and tear up the foundation? And
they find a body. They fucking might. Oh, this might be a to be continued.
There might be some updates.
Updates.
I don't know.
But no, you're right. I was thinking that they were just going to build on top of it because that's...
I mean, they might.
...the basement. But no, you're right. I mean, they would have to...
It's an old building, so, I mean...
They'd have to at least fill it.
Realistically speaking, I don't know anything about construction. Clearly, not my area of expertise. But I would think, since it's such an old building, they might want to do a new foundation, but I know that it's expensive to replace a foundation, so I don't know.
Absolutely. No, I think you're right, and I mean, especially with, like, a high-rise, like, apartment like that, like, I think, I mean...
They might have to, because it might not support a high-rise apartment.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Especially with, like, earthquakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would think that you're right. I would think that they would need to. But, I mean, again, neither of us are...
Know nothing about construction. At all.
But anyway. So that is the current state of the Viper Room.
That's so interesting. I knew none of that. None of that. Mm-hmm. To me, personally, you know how we do. We always give our opinions at the end. Again, opinions, not facts. Me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like homeboy wrote his mom a letter mm-hmm. and said, I fucked up big time. Pretend to kidnap me. And he got out of it because his mommy came and helped him. And who knows? Maybe he's living off the grid. Maybe he's living in the UK and no one's looked for him.
Yeah.
And you know, if he did plan to disappear, he might still be in his daughter's life. She mm-hmm. just can't talk about it.
That's fair too.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I love Johnny Depp.
Mm.
And I would not like to think of him in that way. Of course, I don't know him, so I can't speak on his character.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to think he's not a murderer.
Right. Or at least murderer adjacent.
Murderer adjacent, right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And especially because, before anyone comes for me for just being like, oh my god, I love him, there is no actual physical proof that he was involved in any way.
Right.
Other than the fact that he was a shareholder of the Viper Room.
And that's not really proof of anything except that they were business partners.
Except that they knew each other.
Yeah.
Which is not even circumstantial.
Exactly.
At all. Exactly. Like, there's not enough substance for the conspiracy theory in my mind for it to be true.
For sure. No, I respect that.
But they really should dig up that dirt ground. Just make sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
See what's in there.
Absolutely. I'm holding my breath on that one because I really don't feel like they would. And, like, even if they do have to build a foundation, like we were saying, I feel like they probably wouldn't say, like, okay, we finally dug it up and shit, there was a fucking body. Like, no. They're not going to say it.
They're not going to do it.
But, and especially now, I mean, like I said earlier, no publicity is bad publicity.
Right.
So I'm sure in some capacity, whoever the current owner individual of the Viper Room is, is probably okay with the speculation.
Right.
Just because it's probably bringing in at least some traffic.
And it's generating talk.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, I want to go see what's going on over there.
Exactly. I mean, shit, I would love to go the next time we're in LA. I would love to go just to see it.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily for the ghost, not even for its history, not even really just for that. Just to be like, oh, yeah, I've been there. Because it seems like a dope place. It does have a lot of, like, musical history, which I think is really dope. I mean, a lot of big names played there, especially back in the day. So, like, I think that'd be really dope to see just in general.
Yeah.
All the rest of the stuff that we talk about and the ghosts and everything are just something that we happen to be interested in or intrigued by.
I like... Okay. But here's my thing about ghosts. I love the idea of ghosts. Don't want to see them in real life.
Yeah.
Not about it. I would not want...
At least there's no sightings.
Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan. I wouldn't go there for ghosts, but I think it would be cool to see and be like, I'm in the Viper Room. It's a fun little experience.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's a place where we would genuinely like have fun and probably go anyway if it was around here. So
right. If we lived near it.
Yeah, if we lived near it, that would be a fun place for us. But yeah, no, I definitely agree with you about the conspiracy theory. I think it's a incredibly interesting conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
I feel like Johnny Depp's been involved in some shit.
True.
Just in general. I mean, as has everyone. It's interesting that there's becoming a pattern of some violent shit.
Right.
It's interesting. And that's all I'm gonna say. On that part, I don't think that Johnny straight up killed this guy.
No.
Absolutely not. Do I think it's possible there was a mob hit on him? I do think it's possible.
It's possible.
I'm not saying Johnny Depp was involved in that. I'm just saying it is interesting. And with four other people involved who we don't know, I mean, you never know who's connected to who. So is it interesting? Is it a possibility? Anything's a possibility, quite honestly. All the details are really vague. Nothing is very cut and dry. Like you said, there's no evidence, honestly, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Everything in this is hearsay, so which is why it's such a great conspiracy theory just all around. Like we said, it's a theory. It's a collection of 85,000 theories, but it's, in a whole, is a theory.
Yeah.
Everybody has a theory about what happened to Anthony Fox in this story, so. I stuck it in
one
there.
One last one.
Yeah.
Oh, the gummy worm got stuck. It was really entertaining.
Yeah.
At least for me. I don't know about
y'all. I'm glad.
But
I'm glad you were.
I was entertained.
That's all that matters. You know, the only direct feedback I got right now. But I do well say I do think it's interesting that both Ghost Adventures and BuzzFeed both got Anthony
out of
the spirit box.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's super interesting, especially when they're asked about, like, who's here, who's buried here, especially when that's those specific questions.
That specific wording.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in ghosts and energy and just everything in general. So I do think there's something to that. But also, I mean, he was an owner. I'm not sure
how much time. It could be, like, a residual spirit, too. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that his body's there. And, like, also, he was... in his 50s in 2002, 20 years later, he would be in his 70s, so, like, there's a good chance that he's dead either way, whether or
possibly,
not he was murdered.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the spirit could be there at the Viper Room, absolutely, but it could be he died naturally, and that's just where his spirit was tied to the most.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to tell you what's real. We're just here to tell you what we know. Which is only a little bit.
And what we found online, which is a lot of shit.
Right.
So here we are. Here's your conspiracy served to you on a platter. What do you think? What do you think happened? Is the paranormal evidence credible? Do you think there's something to that? Do you think he's the one who's buried in the dirt floor? Do you think nobody's buried in the dirt floor? Do you think it's a publicity stunt? Do you think... I don't know. There's so many possible outcomes.
So many things. Let us know down in the comments. If you have suggestions for other celebrity conspiracy theories for our series, we would love to cover them for you.
Just drop those down below.
Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter.
Yep. What's our Instagram?
What is it? At Conspiracy Complex Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Our Twitter is cons, complex, P-O-D. Not P-O-B.
Pub. It's pod. Boom. Almost fell out. These bar stools are a nightmare.
But anyway, is that everything we have to say?
That's everything. That's our whole spiel.
Holy shit. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for watching. Thanks
we appreciate for listening. You. We love you. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
It's 444.
Oh, and that is our cue and angel number, and the angels are out.
Time for bed.